Yes, good evening. Tonight, as always, we're going to be saying Tehillim and have a shir for the Refuah Shleima of the precious child Nosson Tzvi, Ben Sarah Kashtia. We will first start with Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph and then do Tehillim Kuf Lamed. Shir Lamalais, Asayinai Elohorim, Meayin Yavai Ezri, Ezri Meyim Adainai, Aisei Shamayim Ba'aretz. Al yitragam o traglecha al yanum shemrecha. Hine lo yanum velo yishan shemer Yisrael. Adonai shemrecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yomayim hashemesh lo yakeka v'yoreach balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishnar es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar tzeischa uvayecha. Me'ata v'yad ha'ilam, kuf lamet. Shir ha'malos, mimam ha'kim, k'rasicha adaynai, adaynai shema v'kaili, tiyena aznecha kashuvos, l'kol tachanunai, im avaynais tishmar ya, adaynai miyamait, ki maslicha, l'man tivarei, ki visi adaynai kivsa nafshi, ולדברו היכולתי, נפשי לאדוני משמרים לביקר, שמרים לביקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, קיים אדוני החסד, והרבה עמי פדוס, והוא יפדה את ישראל מקהל אבני סב. I wanted to share with people tonight a very, very beautiful vort from the great Rav Tzedek of Lublin. We know that we're reading the Parshios of the Torah dealing with the Avos, and Chazal tell us in the Rambans, Paskins, that each of the Avos instituted a separate tefillah for Am Yisrael. Avram Avinu was mesakein the prayer of Shacharis, the morning prayer, and Yitzchak was mesakein Mincha, the afternoon prayer. And Yaakov Avinu was mesakein the Ma'ariv prayer. We also know, however, that there is a machlokas in the Gemara whether the obligation of the Shmona Esrei of Ma'ariv is a chiyuv, an obligation, or it's a reshus, or it's optional. Rav Tzedek tries to see how do we reconcile this machlokas with the idea of the others. In point of fact, the Rambam Paskins, that the institution of the davening of Arvit is a reshut, is optional. Yes, the Kriya Shema is, of course, a Torah requirement, but the tefillah of Arvit is optional, and the only reason we do have to do it today is because it's a long-standing minog that has now become an obligation. But Rav Tzedek says, we know that in many ways Yaakov Avinu is considered to be the greatest of the Avos. Avraham had a Yishmael, Yitzchak had an Esav. It is only Yaakov who reached the Madrega of Shlemus. His very face is on the Kisei HaKavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of his children become the nation of God, Am Yisrael, Mitasei Shlema. So how is it Yitochen that the prayer of Avram and Yitzchak is mandatory and the prayer of Yaakov is optional? How do we understand that? The emesis, the Pnei Yoshua himself in Brachos, asks the question. And the Pnei Yeshua wants to say that the Mandi Amar that says that Arvit is optional is following the view that the tefillos are because of the sacrifices. And since there was a mandatory sacrifice in the morning and a mandatory sacrifice, the Korban Tamid, of the afternoon, they become Chiyuvim. But at night, it was only a question of burning whatever was left over, and since there didn't have to be anything left over, that is why Arvis Shus. But Ein Hachinami, the Pnei Yeshua wants to say, if one maintains that the Tfilos correspond to the Avos, then Ma'ariv would be just as obligatory as Shachris and Mincha. This is the Pnei Yeshua in Maseches Brachos. But in truth, this is inconsistent with the Rambam, because the Rambam does say in Hilchos Malachim that the Tfilos were enacted by the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And yet, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah that Arvis is optional. So we're back to square one. Why should the prayer of Yaakov Avinu, who is considered to be the Bechir, the greatest of the Avos, the culmination of Avraham and Yitzchak, why should his prayer have less importance than the prayer of Avraham and Yitzchak? And Rav Tzadok says in the Pri Tzadok, a very, very beautiful thought, a thought that we sometimes don't think about, and that is, although the Tefillah, the Shemoneh Esrei, which in any case was, as a text, was composed much later, although the Tefillah for Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv is externally the same text, every Tefillah has a unique mood and a unique spirit that is connected to the time of day at which the Tefillah is offered. The prayer of the morning, which ideally should be Kavasikin, one prays as the sun rises, is a prayer whose dominant mood is optimism, faith, gratitude for the new day. Even if a person had many, many tzaras the day before, the Gemara tells us that at the start of every new day, there's a sense of hope, a sense of renewal, a sense that things are going to be better than they were the day before. And therefore, the dominant mood of Shachris is one of joy, gratitude, and anticipation for the Chasdei Hashem that are going to be Niskala that particular day. That is the mood of Shachris. That is why you daven with the sun as the sun dispels the darkness and a new day begins. Rav Tzadok says that prayer is connected existentially and spiritually with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, at least after he passed the 10 trials, was able to see the Chasdei Hashem in his life. He was able to have a son at the age of 99, Yitzchak Avinu, even though it seemed of Derech HaTeva that that would be hopeless. He saw even Yishmael doing tshuva b'seif yamav and coming back on some level. Indeed, this parsha, he lost his beloved Sarah, and that was a tragedy, but nevertheless, Sarah was at 127. He was respected, he was admired, he was wealthy. He was very, very successful in the many thousands of people that he was machnis tachas kanfei Yeshchina, and at least in his lifetime, they did not drop out. Perhaps later they might have, but in his lifetime, he was zocha to see the Chasdei Hashem, the open kindnesses of God. And indeed, according to the Medrash, the way he came to Hashem was by seeing the chesed in the Bria, and that is why he served Hashem primarily through chesed. So Avraham Avinu is connected to the prayer of Shachris. Now let's look at Yitzchak. Yitzchak lived at a time Yitzchak never left Eretz Yisrael. But the concept was that in Yitzchak's lifetime, even within the confines of Eretz Yisrael, he was made to feel like an alien. He was made to feel like a stranger. There is harassment. In contradistinction to Avram, that is called Nasi Elokim, the Prince of God, B'tochenu. Yitzchak's wells are filled up, harassed. It always reminds me kind of the situation of what Jews might have felt like in Germany in the early 1930s. There are not yet the concentration camps, but there's already a sense they don't belong, they're not welcome. The beginning of the Golus, Ki Ger Yezaracha. And thus, if Shachris is the prayer of gratitude, hope, and optimism, a mincha, in some ways, could be described as the prayer of panic and fear. Yes, Hashem, it is still light. I still have your light. But as it's gradually becoming dark, I pray to Hashem to let me hold on to the light a little bit more. Even in terms of its zman, you know, mincha is kind of an emergency prayer. You know, we could normally daven shachris before we go to work, and we can daven ma'ariv after we come home. Mincha, you got to find a place. In the olden days when people didn't have cell phones, you'd go to any phone booth. You'd always see in a train station or an airport, you'd always see Orthodox Jews with the phone receiver trying to daven mincha. So mincha is the prayer of asking God to let me hold on to your goodness in times of fear and trepidation. And that is connected to Yitzchak's life, and it's connected to the time of day as well. But now let's look at Arvit, which we're going to read about in the Chumash in a few weeks from now. When did Yaakov Avinu start praying to God at night? Yaakov Avinu is 63 years old. He has taken the brachos from his brother Esav. Esav is threatening his life. Yaakov has been stripped of all his possessions by Eliphaz ben Esav. He is single. He is without child. He is leaving the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. His life is threatened, but he's literally between a rock and a hard place because he's leaving Eretz Yisrael to escape the wrath of Esav, who will kill him, who might wants to kill him physically. But he's going to the environment of Lavan, an environment of sheker, of hypocrisy, of immorality. And Yaakov has a tremendous pachad that perhaps he will be spiritually destroyed by that encounter. He seems to have given up all the good in his past. He thinks he will never see his father again, although Yitzchak lives much longer than was anticipated. He, in fact, never sees his mother again. Yaakov is literally in the middle of the night. It is not the prayer where he could see the chesed of Hashem. And it's not even the prayer where the light is still here, but it is gradually fading into the darkness. Yaakov has hit rock bottom. Yaakov has hit midnight. Yaakov has hit total darkness, despondency, hopelessness. Yes, Yaakov has the magnificent dream of the ladder, but remember, that dream was given to him in response to his prayer. When he prayed, he was praying in total darkness. So Rav Tzadok says, if Shachris is the prayer of gratitude for the Chasdei Hashem, and Mincha is the prayer of Pachad, asking God to let me hold on to his goodness, Ma'ariv is the prayer of Emunah, faith. Faith in God is what you have when everything else has been taken from you. Faith is what one has in Auschwitz. Faith is what one has in the Gulag. Faith is what one has when the situation seems so difficult, so impossible, that b'derech hateva, there's sometimes no way out. Here is Rav Tzadok's Chiddush. The prayer of gratitude for Chasdei Hashem, which is Shachris, that of course is mandatory. Everybody can be expected to be grateful. Even the dumb animals, Yeshayahu tells us, Yada Shor Koneyo. The shor, the ox, knows the hand that feeds it, v'chamorei v'sbalav, and the donkey, the feeding trough. So of course that's obligatory. And when you feel things are slipping away and you turn to Hashem in mincha, that's the old saying, no atheists in foxholes. When things look bad but you still have the good in your life, everybody turns to Hashem. But the optionality of ma'ariv, if there is such a word, is not because it's less important than the other prayers, but rather, lehepech, it represents such a high, sublime madrega. To be able to see God in the darkness, even in the hopelessness, and to know and to feel Hashem's love and Hashem's support, even if externally things look very, very difficult. That is such a high madrega that it is optional in the sense that we strive to reach it, but it cannot yet be described as an obligation. Obligations are things that every single Jew is capable of doing at all times from the age of 13 and up, and for a girl from the age of 12. Madregot that represent the supreme achievements of the righteous are what we call aspirational, but they're not necessarily mandatory. So therefore, Rav Tzadok tells us that the reshus of ma'ariv is not mitzad its chisaron, but mitzad its ma'ila, the prayer of emunah. Emunah is to see Hashem not only when things seem to be superficially nice and comfortable and easy, but to see the Chasdei Hashem even in the struggles of life, even in the darkness of life, to know that you're not alone, to know that Hashem's love is ever present. And it's Hashem's love that gives you the ability to put one step before the other step and keep on going and keep on plugging and keep on trying, because you know that you're connected to the Bayrei of infinite love and infinite power. And this is what David HaMelech says in Mizmor Chaf Gimel, Gam ki elech begeit salmaves, though I walk in the shadow of death, lo ira ra, I am not afraid, ki ata imadi, you are with me, God. Shiv shantecha hemi nachamuni, your stick and your staff give me comfort, and all the many, many svarim say, the stick is the midas hadin, that we sometimes get beaten, we sometimes hurt. The mishenet is the support that Hashem gives us. Sometimes we feel the support, sometimes we feel the stick, but if we know it comes from Hashem's love, we can be comforted no matter what. And Rav Tzadok says, and again many, many svarim say this, this is why the blessing of Shema in the morning after Shema is Emes V'Yatziv. God's truth is firm and upright. Because in the daytime of our life, we can see that. At night, Emes V'Emuna. God's truth depends on my faith. David HaMelech says, Lahagid Baboker Chastecha. In the mornings of my life, I see your kindness. And in the dark moments of life, my emuna will sustain. And this is something that we have to think about. I know from in my perspective here in Eretz Yisrael, we've had tsaras, we have wars, terrorism, the Felsen Mishpacha, the tsara and the Evnosen Tzvi, for which we're mispalel so much that he should have a refuah shleima. We have tsaras of the klal, tsaras of the prat, but we have to know that we're not abandoned. Hashem loves us. Hashem cares for us. Hashem will give us the strength to be able to do what we have to do. And in the merit of our emuna, tremendous, tremendous, Yeshuas can come. Tefillah can change everything. Tshuva tefillah tzedakah ma'avirin esrua agzera. And we do have to remember that even when life seems dark and even when life seems hopeless, this is the prayer of Yaakov Avinu. Hanukkah is coming in a little bit more than a month. And what is Hanukkah other than the triumph of light over darkness? Lighting a light that seemed hopeless and senseless. After all, the Yidden thought they only had enough light for one day. What's the purpose of lighting today? You're not going to have any light tomorrow. Answer, you light the light even when it seems not to make sense. And then the Eibishter takes over, and he endows in your puny efforts, our puny efforts, a hatzlacha that we would have thought is not possible at all. B'ezras Hashem, ken yehi ratzon, that we see a tremendous Yeshua and Refuah. We will just end with Tehillim, Kuf Mem Gimel. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai Shema Tefilasi. Hazina el tachanunai b'emunascha aneni b'tzidkasecha v'al tavai b'mishpat esavdecha ki lo yitztak lefanecha kolchoi ki radaf oyev nafshi tika lo'aretz chayasi hoshivani b'machashakim ki meisei olam v'tisateif alai ruchi b'sochi yishtomeim libi Zacharti yamim mikedem hagisi b'chol polecha b'mase yadecha asocheach peirashti yadai eilecha nafshi ke'eretz ayef alachasela maher aneni adonai kol sa ruchi al taster ponecha mimeni v'nimshalti im yordei vor hashmieni b'baiker chastecha ki b'chol v'tochti Haydieni derech zu eilech, ki eilecha nasasi nafshi. Hatzileni miyayvai adonai eilecha kisisi. Lamdeni lasais ritzonecha, ki ata Elohai, ruchacha tova tancheni be'eretz mishar. Laman shimcha adonai techayeni, b'tzid kasacha taitzi mitzora nafshi, uvechastacha tatzmitz, Oyevoy vavadeta kol tzorevei nafshi, ki ani avdecha. Again, our tefillas should be for the refuah shleima of Nassim Tzvi ben Sora Rivka Kashdia Felsen, the Felsen family, the Wolfson family, our families. Again, they're very modest. I don't want to say too much, but I just need to say they have done so much for the spread of Yiddishkeit, Limud HaTorah, Kiruv Rechokim. They have followed the pathways of Avraham and Sarah. They have exemplified in their lives Avas Hashem and Avas Yisrael in all possible ways. My prayer, and I know the prayer of all of us, is that may their many, many zechiyos and our heartfelt tefillas bring a Yeshua Kareiva, a Refuah Shleima to Nasan Tzvi. May the Felsen family and all of Klal Yisrael be spared further tzaras and pain until the coming of the ultimate Geula that should be Bimheira V'Yameinu.